to AltUniverse Top 40. My name is John McMullen. For the next hour, we will listen to some records, talk about chart positions, and make some good-hearted adjustments that time and taste demand. On today's installment, we examine the unlikely connection between the bubblegum band The Archies, who had the biggest selling single of 1969, and the progressive rock act Kansas, who released one of the most played FM classics in radio history. For our little slice of heaven at number 7, we will hear the signature single by the second of the three kings of blues guitar that we will feature here on Alt Universe Top 40. Then, we will listen to a blistering guitar duel between Frank Zappa and the lead guitarist of a Flint, Michigan band that Zappa produced. This amazing recording somehow got lost in the shuffle when the band split up between the recording of that album and its release. And finally, for our Hall of Perfection track, we will hear a very similar cast of musicians that we heard on Without You from a few weeks ago, but with a different lead singer and a very famous individual possibly playing a kazoo. But first, just like we do every week, we will examine a record that at some point was perched at number 40. Some of these were on their way up, some were on the way down. Some hit number 40 for a one-week peak and then tumbled. What kind of number 40 do we have today? Well, we start with a rockabilly artist born and raised in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. He paid dues in Memphis and in Nashville and eventually ended up with a record deal. In all of his travels, this artist became friends with Kris Kristofferson, who actually gave him a portable organ as a present. On that organ, this artist wrote a song that, with the help of some famous studio musicians known as the Memphis Boys, took two takes to record. A short time later, this single was rumored to be John Lennon's favorite song. In fact, John Lennon once played the record over and over at a party where he was serving as impromptu DJ. Did John Lennon like this record because it might have sounded like his friend Ringo Starr?
If you got a problem, don't care what it is. If you need a hand, I can assure you this, I can help. I got two strong arms, I can help. It would sure do me good to do you good. Let me help. It's a fact that people get lonely. Ain't nothing new. But a woman like you, babe, should never have the blues. Let me help. I got two for me. Let me help. It would sure do me good to do you good. Let me help. When I go to sleep at night, you're always a part of my dream. Holding me tight, telling me everything I wanna hear. Don't forget me, babe. All you gotta do is call. You know how I feel about you. I can do anything at all. Let me help. If your child needs a dad, I can help. It would sure do me good, do you good, let me help. When I go to sleep at night, you're always a part of my dream. Tight and telling me everything I wanna hear. Oh, don't forget me, babe. All you gotta do is call. You know how I feel about you. If I can do anything at all, let me help. A child needs a dad, I can help. It would sure do me good to do you good. Let me help. We'll be right back.
record that went to number one in the United States on the country chart and on the Hot 100, and in Canada, and in Norway, Austria, Switzerland, Belgium, the Netherlands, Germany, Australia, New Zealand, Sweden, Denmark, and France. That was Billy Swan with I Can Help.
Universe Top 40.
Star Club was a British band that started out as The Shoes. They played numerous live shows under that name and ultimately attracted the attention of Island Records. However, because of the electro band Shoes from Zion, Illinois, they changed their name when they signed their record deal. The new name referenced the famous club in Hamburg, Germany, where the Beatles perfected their act. Star Club recorded their first album using producer Chris Hughes, who also produced and engineered for Paul McCartney, Peter Gabriel, Wang Chung, and Howard Jones. That first album received critical praise, and its opening track, Hard to Get, vaulted up the modern rock airplay chart, quickly reaching the number 10 position. However, the single did not make it into the top 40, and unbelievably, Star Club was immediately dropped by Island. Predictably, the band split up shortly thereafter. Their members have since gone on to play with Oasis, Echo and the Bunnymen, The Long Shadows, and other bands, but nothing they have done since Star Club captures the catchy energy of that very first single. Here at Alt Universe Top 40, we believe Hard to Get should have, at the very least, made it up to number 20 in the United States and all around the world. At the very least, should have made it up to number 20. That was Star Club with Hard to Get.
This one went to 11.
My name is John McMullen, and you are listening to Alt Universe Top 40. Now we're up to a song that really peaked at number 11, and it is by the progressive rock band Kansas, whose music is absolutely nothing like the bubblegum music of the fictitious comic book band The Archies. Yet, Kansas shares one very important connection with the Archies. Because of the success of Sugar Sugar, which sold over 6 million copies, the upstart independent label that produced the Archies, Calendar Records, grew into a bigger operation that was first distributed by RCA and later by CBS Records. By the time the million-selling fourth single by the Archies, Jingle Jangle, was released, Calendar Records changed its name to be known simply by the label owner's last name, Kirshner. As the 60s gave way to the 70s, subsequent releases by the Archies were still selling, but not like Sugar Sugar or Jingle Jangle. The record company owner, Don Kirshner, the man with the golden ear, and the host of the rock concert series on ABC TV, found another monster act. This time, it was Kansas. One of Don Kirshner's assistants heard a demo by Kansas and was instantly taken by their combination of classical overtones, progressive rock, and soaring vocals. Kirshner offered the band a contract, and it was certainly a mutually beneficial arrangement. One album by Kansas has sold 6 million copies. Two have sold 4 million. Two others have sold at least 1 million. Their single, Dust in the Wind, also sold 1 million copies on 7-inch vinyl. But the song that started it all for Kansas peaked at number 11 on the Billboard Singles Chart during its initial run back in 1976 and into 1977. Here is one of the most played songs ever on FM radio, Carry On, Wayward Son.
Carry on, my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Once I rose above the noise and confusion, just to get a glimpse beyond this illusion. I was soaring ever higher, but I flew too high. Though my eyes could see, I still was a blind man. Though my mind could think, I still was a madman. I hear the voices when I'm dreaming. I can hear them say,
were the label mates of the Archies, collectively known as Kansas, with Carry On, Wayward Son.
Number 11. number 10.
Till Tuesday was a Boston-based new wave band that recorded for Epic Records and had a number 8 single back in 1985 with the title track of their debut album, Voices Carry. While we will certainly look at that particular song at some point in the future, today we are turning our attention to the brilliant track Coming Up Close from their 1986 follow-up album, Welcome Home. With a set of touching lyrics by the extremely talented Amy Mann, this single was probably a little too far to the acoustic side of rock to appeal to the fan base of Till Tuesday's synthesizer-based modern rock. On the Billboard singles chart, it only reached number 59. On the mainstream album tracks chart, it peaked at number 37. It didn't even make the modern rock chart at all. Of course, those disappointing chart numbers mean absolutely nothing today, as this recording is still around for us to hear and is able to be appreciated all these years later. To anyone who actually pays attention to the lyrics, Coming Up Close by Till Tuesday is a stunning piece of work that should have easily made the top 10, and it will forever be a top 10 here at Alt Universe Top 40. Here is Till Tuesday with Coming Up Close.
And I in a borrowed car went driving in the summer, promises and every stop. Out in the distance I could hear some people laughing. I felt my heart beat back, a weekend's worth of sadness. There was a farmhouse that had long since been deserted. We stopped and carved our hearts into the wooden surface. We thought just for an instant we could see the future. We thought for once we knew what really was important. To a Dylan tape, we drove around the fields until it started getting late. And I went back to my hotel room on the highway, and he just got back in his car and drove away. It's barely half the work come true.
with a song that gives me shivers every single time I hear it. That was Till Tuesday, and a song that certainly should have made it up to number 10, Coming Up Close.
Number nine.
Here is a record that demonstrates just how different Billboard and Cashbox could sometimes be when it came to chart positions. This particular song peaked at number 9 on the Cashbox chart and only made it up to number 15 in Billboard. Well, regardless of the positions, we're going to give it a number 9 slot because that's what we think it deserves. And here's Three Dog Night with Out in the Country. Jimmy Greenspoon on the Hammond organ. That was Three Dog Night and Out in the Country.
Modern and Great should have reached number 8.
Here is a song called Time by the New York synthesizer trio Speakerbox. For this club single, they teamed with vocalist Michelle Chaprow and the remixers known as the Wide Boys. While a large percentage of dance club music has no real melody at all, this one certainly does. I like that the inevitable synthetic effects on the lead vocal have been kept to a minimum. That simply shows off the fact that Miss Chaprow, who was educated at Yale, can actually sing. And while it did hit number 5 on the dance chart, it didn't even make the top 40, but it should have reached number 8. Featuring Michelle Chaprow, here is Speakerbox with Time.
Promises, no guarantee.
From Trackworks Records, that was Speaker Box featuring the vocalist Michelle Chaprow and Time. Now we are up to our little slice of heaven at number 7. And today, we feature the second of the three kings of blues guitar. You might recall that a few weeks ago, we played Born Under a Bad Sign by Albert King. Obviously, Albert was our first king. For this week's king, Freddie King, we look a little farther to the west than we have over the past few weeks. Freddie King was born in Gilmer, Texas, on September 3, 1934. He began playing guitar at the age of 6, receiving instruction from his mother and his uncle. When Freddie was 15, his whole family moved to Chicago from Texas. Soon, Freddie was exposed to Howlin' Wolf, Elmore James, and Muddy Waters. By age 19, he recorded for Parrot Records as part of Earl Payton's Blues Cats, but those recordings were shelved. It took Freddie 3 more years to cut his own single, an unsuccessful release on the LB label. He was then rejected by Chess Records, but did record a few tracks as a sideman for Magic Sam. Things changed in 1959 when Freddie was signed by Federal Records. He very quickly released an instrumental called Hideaway, which made it up to number 5 on the R&B survey and number 29 on the Hot 100. He had several other instrumentals that charted. Then he released the amazing I'm Tore Down, which featured Freddie on vocals and guitar, and it was certainly a triumph. It is a matter of the listener's taste as to whether or not Freddie King ever topped I'm Tore Down. He continued to record and tour into the mid-70s, sometimes sharing a concert bill with Eric Clapton or Grand Funk Railroad. Unfortunately, Freddie King's hard-partying lifestyle apparently caught up with him at a relatively young age. He died at 42 of complications of pancreatitis and stomach ulcers, rumored to have been brought on by his tendency to substitute meals with Bloody Marys. Here, with our little slice of heaven at number 7, is the late, great Freddie King and his blues classic, later covered by Eric Clapton, I'm Tore Down.
Well, I'm tore down, I'm almost level with the ground. Well, I'm tore down, I'm almost level with the ground. Oh, I feel like this when my baby can't be found. Well, I went to the river to jump in. My baby showed up and said, I will tell you when. Well, I'm tore down, I'm almost level with the ground. Oh, I feel like this when my baby can be found. I love you, baby, with all my heart and soul. A love like mine will never grow old. I love you in the morning and in the evening too. But every time you leave me, I get mad with you. Well, I'm tore down, I'm almost level with the ground. Oh, I feel like this when my baby can't be found. A love like mine is out of sight. I'd lie for you if you want me to. I really don't believe your love is true. Well, I'm tore down, I'm almost level with the ground. Oh, I feel like this when my baby can't be found. Oh, well, I'm tore down, I'm almost level. Can't be
Little Slice of Heaven at number 7. That was Freddie King with I'm Tore Down. Since our last broadcast, we have received reception reports and messages from all around the world. Dario from Italy reports 21211 for our 7440 kHz broadcast that he heard using a DGEN DE1128H and an indoor telescopic antenna. He wishes us the best. Well, we wish you the best as well, Dario. Dino, also from Italy, reports 5555 for our 7440 kHz broadcast, which he heard on a Texun PL600 with long wire. He sends greetings and says, thank you so much for the program and songs. Well, thank you for listening and getting in touch with us, Dino. Shinobu from Japan sent a very detailed report, which consisted of 6 different readings of 45444 from the 6070 kHz broadcast using a G5RV antenna and the Kiwi SDR. Along with his stats, he sends greetings and thanks. Thank you, Shinobu. Greetings to you and yours as well. And Thomas from Finland just wants to say hello. He tells us that we have a very good broadcast. Well, thank you, Thomas. We think you are a wonderful listener. Can you hear us? If you can, please send us a message. We'd love to hear from you. Send an email to john@altuniversetop40.com.
This is Alt Universe Top 40.
Number 6.
With our bonus hit at number 6, we have a hard rock act that certainly hit the album chart far more than 6 times. They even had 2 number 1 singles. In fact, in the first of those 2 number 1 singles, this band actually gave a shout out to the blues man we just heard in our Little Slice of Heaven at number 7, Freddie King. The line in that song was, "Up all night with Freddie King. Let me tell you, poker's his thing." By now you know I'm talking about Grand Funk Railroad and their number 1 hit, which was produced by Todd Rundgren, "We're an American Band." We suspect that Freddie King must have taken some of their money. Well, after being produced by Todd Rundgren, Grand Funk recorded an album with Frank Zappa. Frank served as producer, and on one track, Frank strapped on the guitar and had a blistering 6-string duel with Grand Funk lead guitarist Mark Farner. From the album Good Singin', Good Playin', here is Grand Funk with a little help from Frank Zappa and their lead guitar frenzy known as Out to Get You. Well, Grand Funk Railroad didn't do themselves any favors when they split up after recording that song, but before it was released. Couldn't have helped their chart positions any. Nevertheless, Out to Get You by Grand Funk, with a little help from Frank Zappa. It should have reached number six. Back at the beginning of today's show, we heard Billy Swan's I Can Help, which used the collective group of studio musicians known as the Memphis Boys on the backing track. Here at number five, we have a song featuring a lead singer who, at one point, also recorded with the Memphis Boys. As a teenager, vocalist Alex Chilton was a member of the pop soul group The Box Tops. On the road, The Box Tops certainly played their own instruments, but when they recorded at American Studios in Memphis, their backing tracks were often arranged and recorded by the Memphis Boys. Well, by the time Alex was in his next band, Big Star, he wanted to be in a band that made its own records. And Alex, together with Chris Bell, Andy Hummel, and Jody Stevens, made some beautiful records. Here with a song that should have reached number five in the U.S. and all around the world is Big Star and Watch the Sunrise.
I can feel it, now it's time. Open your eyes. Fears be gone, it won't be long. There's a light in the sky. It's okay to look outside. The day it will abide. And watch the sunrise. Sun, it shines on all of us. We are its hands. Come inside and light my room like the heart of every man. It's okay to look outside. The day it will abide. And watch the sunrise.
With a song that definitely should have made it up to number five, that was Big Star and Watch the Sunrise.
Alt Universe Top 40.
Number four.
It took the Police quite a bit longer to break through to American audiences than it did to their British counterparts. In the United States, their first single, Roxanne, peaked at number 32, and then the Police had no appearances in the top 40 until the release of their third album. In England, though, it was completely different. Roxanne peaked at number 12, and then Can't Stand Losing You, also from their first album, peaked at number 2. Then, from their second album, Message in a Bottle went all the way to number 1. In the United States, it stalled at number 74. And then this track, Walking on the Moon, reached number one also in Britain and spent 1 week at number four on its way there. Well, it should have at least hit number four in the United States, but it didn't even make the Hot 100. Here are Gordon Sumner, Stuart Copeland, and Andy Summers, collectively known as The Police. With a song that didn't even hit the Hot 100 in the United States, that was The Police with Walking on the Moon.
Making changes that time and taste demand. This is Alt Universe Top 40.
Now we are up to our three from way downtown, and this time we're talking about downtown Tulsa, Oklahoma. We have already mentioned this respected rocker that's got our number three for the day. You will recall Tom Petty's label mate at Shelter Records that helped rescue a riff from a fade-out and put it front and center on Petty's first hit, Breakdown. That same musician appeared in Lindsey Buckingham's video for the song Trouble, along with the other members of the Fantasy Band. Now, here he is on his own, Tulsa native Dwight Twilley. From his 1984 LP Jungle, here is a song that should have gone straight up to number three, but it actually missed the top 40. It's called Don't You Love Her. Here is Dwight Twilley.
Well, I've heard some things around. Well, I've heard some things in town.
That was Dwight Twilley with his three from way downtown, Don't You Love Her.
Number two.
Now we are up to number two, which means we think this single should have gone to number one. And really, it is one of the most memorable rock songs of the entire decade of the 60s. The vocals are astounding, and the dynamics of the band are a key to the overall sound of this record. The lyrics of the song are harsh and biting, and most of all, the amazing drumming seems to complement the message of the song. With all the components of a number one record, this is The Who with I Can See for Miles.
I know you deceived me, now here's a surprise. I know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles.
Oh yeah.
If you think that I don't know about the little tricks you play and never see you when deliberately you put things in my way, well, here's a poke at you. You're gonna choke on it too. You're gonna lose that smile because all the while I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles and miles. Took advantage of my trust in you when I was so far away. I saw you holding lots of other guys, and now you've got the nerve to say that you still want me. Well, that says maybe, but you gotta stand trial, because all the while I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles.
Oh yeah.
Deceive me, now here's a surprise. I know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles.
Oh yeah.
Eiffel Tower and the Taj Mahal, nice to see on clear days. You thought that I would need a crystal ball to see right through the haze. Well, there's a poke at you, you're gonna choke on it too. You're gonna lose that smile, because all the while I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles.
Number two, which means we think it should have gone to number one, that was The Who with I Can See for Miles.
Number one.
Now we are up to our Hall of Perfection track. It is a number one single, which was written by the songwriting team that won two Academy Awards and two Grammy Awards for Mary Poppins, Richard and Robert Sherman. In addition, the track's prominent background vocalist, Harry Nilsson, had already received 2 Grammy Awards for Best Male Vocal Performance. The musician either playing or imitating a kazoo during the solo was none other than Sir Paul McCartney. The bass was played by a musician who had just played bass on 4 recent number one songs at the time and who had himself won a Grammy for album cover art, and that was Klaus Voormann. The producer of the single, Richard Perry, had also recently hit number one with songs by Nilsson and Carly Simon. Incidentally, it was a quote from Richard Perry that called into question whether or not Paul McCartney actually played a kazoo during this solo. So who was it that had all of this talent assembled for a recording session? It was none other than Richard Starkey, known to the world as Ringo Starr. With his version of a song that first charted by Johnny Burnett, here is Ringo Starr with You're 16.
You come on like a dream, beaches and green, lips like strawberry wine. You're 16, you're beautiful, and you're mine. You're beautiful and you're mine.
Man, oh my, my, my.
You're my baby, you're my pet. We fell in love on the night we met. You touched my hand, my heart went cold. Ooh, when we kissed, I could not stop. You walked out of my dream into my arms. Now you're my angel divine. You're 16, you're beautiful, and you're mine.
A Hall of Perfection track that was Ringo Starr and an amazing cast of musicians with his version of You're 16. Well, that's all we have for today. Be sure and join us next week at this exact same time in the exact same place for another installment of Alt Universe Top 40. We would love to hear from you, so please visit our website at www.altuniversetop40.com. Those are all lowercase letters, and 40 is a number. Or you can email me at john@altuniversetop40.com. Again, all lowercase letters, and 40 is still a number. Or go to our Facebook page and like our Alt Universe Top 40 Facebook page. You can also hear each episode the following Friday after its original Saturday broadcast on Mixcloud. So until next time, keep making those positive changes that time and taste demand, and keep on smiling through the static.
Alt Universe Top 40.